This is going to be a tough one. Hurt feelings will be had, but we will take on that burden here now.
The K92 Morning Thanks, Monday Mount Rushmore.
It's about making lists and making decisions.
Yes.
And making cuts. Mm-hmm. And hurting people. Cutting their souls.
When you're cutting something down to a certain number, feelings are going to get hurt.
Yeah. Kids get cut. Antoine, he's a coach of a middle school basketball team. He had to cut girls this year.
Hardest day of the year.
He'd say, I'm sorry, not good enough. Thank you, drive through.
Mm-hmm. That's not what I said, but
that would be very
gosh, harsh.
Very cold.
Hey, thanks for coming. Not good enough. See you next year.
My name is Allison.
Oh, man.
I thought you had you down as number 11. I don't really know. So Monday Mount Rushmore, let everybody in on what we're trying to accomplish today.
Yes.
So Meanie.
With Mount Rushmore, you know, they have the four presidents that they felt were quintessential to the construction of America as we know it.
Sometimes a list is the best. You know, it's the four best Thanksgiving side dishes, you know, that kind of thing. But other times it's, it's not necessarily a wall you want to be on like this one.
And so today, this Monday's Mount Rushmore is going to be overrated television shows. We did movies, and movies caused a lot of anger.
Yeah.
So now we're going to do TV shows.
Let's double down. Let's go ahead and do that.
And for it to make criteria, it has to be a TV show that's widely popular. It can't be a niche TV show. It can't be something that only a handful of you and your friends like. It's something that the majority of people, when they talk about it, it's good feelings about the show.
I would say probably from the last 20 or 30 years, too.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I'm not going to say, why do we have to argue about MASH or Howdy Doody or something? Uh-huh. Like, no, that's another time. It don't matter. So we're going to lay down the four.
Okay.
Don't you say it, Monica.
I didn't say anything.
Don't you say it.
Hold on. I'm going to say this right now.
Say?
If you guys say the show that I think one of you might say just to be a jerk, I'm walking out the studio.
Oh, you really are going to walk out the studio?
Because you're going to do it out of spite. I'm going to walk out the studio.
We'll see. Okay, so what we're going to try to do right now is we're going to put together the four, and then we can try to start eliminating or adding, you know, kicking one off, putting another one on. My first nomination, there's a song for it. It's this one.
Yeah.
Friends. I think it's overrated. I do. And I loved the show at the time, and I'll put up with a rerun when it's on now. But I don't think it holds up. The whole thing, I don't know. For me, overrated. I think Friends is an overrated television show.
It's hard for me to have a judgment on that because I don't think I've ever seen three total episodes all the way through.
So it's not as amazing.
No,
as,
I mean.
But I've seen like 5 minutes and I would say, yeah.
And it's a good, it's a background show, I feel like.
Do you have one that you would like to definitely put up on this list?
Yeah, so the one I would like to throw on there.
Uh-huh.
It's Saturday Night Live.
Now.
Well, yeah, no. I mean.
You know what? Here's the thing. And because you say that now, but here's the thing about Saturday Night Live is every 5 years when they do the new cast, people always say, they're way worse than the old cast. But then you said that 5 years ago about the same cast. So we always say Saturday Night Live used to be good. There's never a time where we actually say it's good.
Yeah. And
I feel like it was good.
So
back
I go back
day.
And listen. Like, one thing I keep hearing about Saturday Night Live is. Fat man in a little jacket.
Fat guy in a little coat.
Yes, Farley. Whatever. Yes, I've seen that sketch multiple times. I've never laughed. Like, it's not that funny. The show, there are moments.
You're rude.
It's been on for 45 seasons.
Hater comedy.
I think it's overrated, though, too.
It's overrated.
You get all excited, and you say, like, my wife was all excited because Kristen Stewart was on a couple weekends ago.
Yeah.
So we watched it. It was not funny. Not funny at all.
No.
Yeah. I mean, that's an hour and a half. I can't if we suck for an hour and a half, man, there will be so many meetings we get yelled at.
It's
crazy.
If you're only watching the show because of who the celebrity is going to be on and you're not watching it any other time, that tells you a lot
that's
about
a
the show.
Okay, so that's one. Again, we'll put together the four and then you can try to kick them off. So keep texting in to 52353. Monica, do you have one that you feel strongly about that you would like to put on this list?
I mean, Fresh Prince.
Why?
Just why sometimes? I'm like,
you're doing it. Are you just doing it just to make him cry?
No.
No.
No, this is terrible. It's a terrible show.
Monica wants to
terrible.
Put Fresh Prince on there. So we'll leave it on there for now.
Maybe
but it could
maybe
get kicked
may
off.
Or not to be a stain.
Maybe. And these don't all have to be comedies, but I'm going to do one that's been on for a very long time that I can't think of the last
What's
time.
What's that?
It's The Simpsons. I know.
The Simpsons?
Yeah.
You can put that one on the mountain.
I was thinking about The Simpsons. I was actually thinking about it, too, because I was like, what do I remember? Like, what episodes do I actually... I remember Bart
Bleeding
Simpson.
Gums. Remember him?
No.
Saxophone.
I mean, the most memorable episode in the history of The Simpsons is the one that Michael Jackson's on. They won't even show it on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
So, I mean, So now you're getting all the others. All right. So, again, this is subject to change. So you can start flipping out. Because right now it's Saturday Night Live, Friends, Simpsons, and, you know, the one that's probably not moving at all, The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
I tell you what, it better.
Just to hurt Antoine's feelings. We're all taking a big glass of rage this morning now. Ready to roll. Trying to come up with the four most overrated TV shows of all time. We did it with movies and it hurt your feelings, so we're gonna do it with shows and hurt your feelings again. Currently we have Saturday Night Live,
yes,
Friends,
yes,
The Simpsons,
yep,
and The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Now this is a story.
Y'all have that. I do not support.
I really think it's getting kicked off.
It is.
Fresh Prince is fun to mess with you.
Fresh Prince was never considered that good in the first place, so we don't really have to have it to be overrated, because then that would imply that. Lots of text to 52353, and I'm going to tell you right now, I will handcuff myself to this Mount Rushmore like those crazy people that try to save a tree if any of you try to put Seinfeld on this mount. I will fight you. I will punch you all off this mountain. It's not happening.
Seinfeld can't.
No.
I think Seinfeld is a good candidate to end up on this.
Absolutely
and
not.
And the listeners really feel that way.
Well, they're fools.
There are a lot of texts about it.
I don't care.
It
doesn't matter.
Yeah.
From a writing standpoint and a comedy standpoint, it is a groundbreaker. Things like that were never done before. Larry David is a genius. Y'all can forget it. Put it on your own mountain. I will sooner die. Let it go on there.
You're about to be a mountain hugger.
Nah, I ain't no way. Nope. There are some suggestions that I do think are valid. I've never understood the popularity of this show right here. This one. You know what this is, Monica? Yes, you do.
What are you talking
about? Law and Order.
This show stays. I mean, this show does not end up on the mountain.
It was a start, right?
I guess. All the variations.
All those shows, though, it's Law and Order. All they do is they find crimes on the internet, and then they rewrite them as some sort of original content in a show, and then at the end you get your verdict. It's like every episode is exactly the same.
I love it.
That's foolish.
I would sit there and they're so smart because they'll do a marathon and there's no commercial break when one show ends and the next show begins. Next thing you know, you wasted 6 hours. No,
I will. I'm gonna put this one up for consideration to be on this mountain instead of Fresh Prince for right now. And this is a show I liked and watched all the way through, but I do think it was overrated. Is Game of Thrones? Someone texted in.
Really?
Game of Thrones got too big and hyped, and I do think if you were someone, if either you were into it or you weren't, there's a certain kind of person that likes that show, but you were made to think as a people that everyone loves Game of Thrones and it's the greatest show in the history of everything. It had some slow times.
It did.
It had some slow seasons.
I see your Game of Thrones, and I raise you The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
The Walking Dead, yes, put it up there.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Put it on the mountain because it was such a disappointment, upset. Mm-hmm. I mean, it hurt my soul.
You and it's dedicated, overstayed, and it's welcome.
Yes, you invested so much into it, and then what happened?
Yeah, it's
Andrew Lincoln, what'd you do to us? And where are you? In
where
hiding?
Are you?
He's doing a movie.
It's stupid.
His movie's
stupid
gonna
movie?
Come out.
No one go see it.
We're all treated like okay, so I'm taking Fresh Prince off. No one go see it. You're right.
Micah said nobody go see it.
That's her advice. Don't do it. Okay, no. So now it's SNL, Friends, Simpsons, The Walking Dead. Some others for your consideration that are rolling in: Grey's Anatomy, Big Bang Theory, which I never,
it's one long episode, Big Bang Theory, it feels like.
But how is it 50 million episodes in and they've made a kajillion dollars off of that thing?
They made a lot of money off of this.
I don't know. I still think Simpsons is more overrated, though. Anybody, there's the four right now. Either of you want to try to put anything else on this list?
No, I'm fine with those.
Anything else we've been going through here?
I'm looking through.
Okay.
Yeah, Seinfeld, South Park. They're putting that on there.
I think it's Simpsons first. Simpsons first over South Park was never that good.
I've seen a lot of Breaking Bad.
I will fight with two hands if I have to. All right.
Now you're upset.
It's gonna be a grudge match. Not on my mountain. SNL, Friends, Simpsons, The Walking Dead. You don't like it? Well, you're gonna have to get your own radio show because that's how this is gonna work.